we initially had agreed on the 26th of June to attend the LRA, but the employer pulled back from that the week after. Now, that was very disappointing on our end. Initially, the premise for holding the redundancies was that Derry City Council and the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service had actually prohibited work in the hotel, and that had a revenue impact. Now, look, we went into it in good faith, but it transpires that that wasn't actually the case. So I suppose the union is now calling for, look, we need to get into a room and discuss this, and we need to, you know, to have honest answers as to what is really driving the redundancy exercise that has been put in place.
You believe that the outcome of this exercise will be that the levels of staff left at the hotel will not be sufficient to allow it to run properly, and it'll put the remaining union members on staff, and the remaining staff members indeed, under undue pressure?
Absolutely, Donal. In fact, in the previous weeks and months, we have seen quite a denigration in the amount of staffing in the hotel. Now, that's having an impact on the workers themselves for obvious reasons, but also service levels in the hotel. And we believe to remove any more staffing levels would actually be a health and safety issue as well. Now, that said, Donal, what we're trying to do here is we believe that the real reason for this is a business reorganisation. Now, that's all well and good, Donal. You know, if the company want to come and talk to us about a business restructure, reorganisation, at the end of which may indeed be redundancies, that's fine, but it needs to be an open and honest conversation rather than what we feel now is a predetermined outcome. And you'll know yourself, Donal, in all of these situations, the main thing is to try and mitigate redundancies in the local economy, and a lot of the workers are Derry locals. Look, lastly on it, Donal, you know, we have had an excellent relationship for nigh on 2 decades with the City Hotel, and it's really with the new management company actually coming in where there's been a deterioration in relationships, and we would want to get back to that place where there's a partnership approach to industrial relations in the hotel. Unfortunately, at the moment, with the way that our members and workers in the place feel that they have been treated, it's unfortunate that we've had to, you know, there's an intention to ballot for industrial action. But we are hopeful. We are very hopeful that the company, the hotel, will see sense and engage with the LRA to try and avert any form of action.
As things stand now, what's the timeline? As you say, industrial action, it now seems that's the direction that things are heading in. When do you expect to ballot, and when, after that ballot, do you expect you may be in a position to announce action, if action indeed is being taken?
Well, you'll know yourself, Donal, with the rules around balloting, we'll have to initially notify the employer. That'll be 7 days, and then you've got the balloting period, and then a further 7 days before action would be taken. So at a minimum, that would be 4 weeks. And as I say, look, we'd be hopeful to try and get the issue resolved before that point in everyone's interest.